This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Players, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get going. Let's go play Starcade. Two contestants, and let's meet them before they square off and start playing Starcade. On my right is
Lori Graham.
Lori, nice to have you here. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, starting this fall, I'll be attending Mills High School, where I'll be a junior, and I'll be taking publications and several other exciting courses.
Good. What's that button there?
Oh, this is I bought this when the Angels won the 1979 pennant.
Ah, good.
And
it's probably only five of them in the whole world, and may never be any more. Okay, Laurie. And you, Jerome, what's your last name?
Weisinger, Jeff.
How about those rings around your neck?
When I graduated from college about a year ago.
Oh, good enough. Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
I like to DJ, a mobile disc jockey, and I like to play music, play the girls, and about everything else.
All right, that's good enough. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Sinistar. Yes, a great game. Shake hands and let's go play Starcade. And while they're getting all set up, we're going to ask Kevin to tell us what the five games are for today's show.
Well, today's games kind of remind me of your car, Jeff. Push to start. Starting with Journey, a rockin' race against groupies. Then it's on to Wacko, a zany world on tilt. Next is Congo Bongo with the hunter against a giant gorilla. Then it's on to Krull, a heroic mission in a strange new world. And finally, Buck Rogers, an adventure in the 25th century. Jeff?
Okay, Kev, thanks a lot. Looks like we're going to have a lot of fun today with Laurie and Jerome. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them, of course, before today's show. One of them, as you know, is the mystery game. Pick it in the first three games, and the valuable prize is automatically yours. So, Kevin, right now, we'll whisper to our home audience and tell them what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Wacko.
All right, that's the mystery game. They know, we don't. I have a question for you. Laurie and Jerome, first one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first video game. You all set? Hands on buzzers. Jerome, you're looking awful serious.
It's serious.
Okay, here we go. In the second screen of Super Pac-Man, how many bananas in each bunch? A3 or B4? Yes, Jerome.
Four.
Four? No, sorry. It is A3. So, Laurie, you get by default. You're in the driver's seat here, and you can pick the first game. What do you think you'd like to start with?
Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers. Buck Rogers it is. Kevin, how do you play Buck Rogers?
It's the 25th century, and your mission, Laurie, as Buck Rogers, is to liberate the planet of Zoom from the evil source ship. Race through heavily armed channels, through formidable smasher tunnels, and around the towering spires of a cosmic city, avoiding alien ships and heavy ground forces to reach the enemy source ship. You are the superhero of all time on a mission to rescue a planet. You are Buck Rogers.
All right, Laurie, about to be a superhero or heroine, as the case may be. What is it that attracted you to Buck Rogers? Why'd you pick that first?
Well, I played it when I tried out, and I liked it. And that was the first time I played it, and I did pretty good.
Huh.
And somebody told me a little bit of strategy, so I have a little picked out.
I would ask you what the strategy is, but of course you don't want old Jerome to find out, right?
Well, you know.
Okay. Remember, you got a fast and a slow button. Go too slow, they'll catch up to you. Go too fast, you might not be able to handle your fire button. Let's see how well you do. You have 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Coming up. You got another shot at 30 seconds to go. 438. Wow. Good strategy. Whatever
Thank
it was,
you.
It sure seemed to work.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Head on back. Let's see how Jerome will do. Come on up, Jerome.
Well, she scored pretty good.
What'd she get?
7,438, if my memory serves me correctly.
Ooh. Heard that.
All right. Good luck to you. See how well you do. You'll have 50 seconds also. Get ready, get set, play. Whoa. All right. Another one coming up. Don't go too slow. Doing great. That's the way. 30 seconds. Too bad, 2,914, not quite as good as Lori.
I tried, I'm enjoying myself, that's all that counts.
You betcha, there's a lot more games to play. We'll be right back. You scared me, man. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game on Starcade. Please stay with us.
Grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Sinistar. It lives and it hungers. Tended only by its workers and protected by its warriors, Sinistar, an ominous conflict in space furnished by Williams Electronics. And now more Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. That Sinistar is a wonderful game. One of you is going to get a shot at it. All right, let's check the scores. Lori, you have so far 7,438.
All right, Lori.
Jerome, you are sitting with 2,914.
All right, yeah. All right.
Yeah, Jerome, you had a little bad luck in that last game. Laurie's still in the lead right now, but there's still, of course, one more game to be played in this round. And then the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So another question coming up for you. Hands on buzzers. The game is Time Pilot. The year is 1970. You're traveling in your sleek jet, encountering A, helicopters, B, jet planes. Lori.
Jet planes.
No, sorry, it's A, helicopters in the year 1970. Jerome, that means you get to choose.
All right.
Yeah, I have a feeling if I said Jerome does an earthquake, you'd say, all right. Happy guy. All right, Jerome, which game would you like to play?
The game I like to play is Crawl.
Crawl. All right, Crawl is the game. And Kevin, if you'll crawl over here, you can tell us how to play the game.
Now that I'm up off my hands and knees, I can tell you that when you're Krull, you're on a mission to rescue Princess Lisa from the Beast. First, collect the pieces of your weapon, the glaive, avoiding the crushing boulders. Then begin the adventure, picking up your army for points, defending yourself with the glaive, a magic weapon that always returns. You are Krull, and when you play this game, I suppose you could say you glaive at the office?
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Well, Jerome, I'll tell you what. On Krull, I'll give you a little hint. I know you know the game, but then you might want to listen to this too, Lori. When you're going for the glaive, after you pick up a couple, stay on the edge so the boulders don't get you. You can run with the boulders on the way down. When the screen changes and you have to throw it at the aliens, go ahead and kill the aliens. Your men will kind of gather around you, and you pick them up rather than chasing after them, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. You have 50 seconds. You need some points. Let's see how you do. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. There's 1,000 points. Here come the boulders. Good. Good. Staying on the edge. That's the way to do it. Can you pick it right up? Whoa, look out. You got it. All right. No, you didn't get it. I guess the boulder got you. You got to go for it again. There you go. Now let's get the aliens. 20 seconds. 19. There we go. 4,000 points. Ready to go. 10 seconds. Look out. Look out. Whoa. Shoot at him. Not bad. 10,040. You picked up some good points there, Jerome. All right. Let's see what Lori does. Come on, Lori. He did pretty well. 10,040 points, a lot of points. And, Lori, you got any special strategy for this one?
Well, I think I've got the same strategy that Jerome has.
Well, let's see. Okay, you'll have the same amount of time for sure, 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Go, 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 go. There's one. Going north. Whoa, missed it. Missed it again. Yeah, there you go. Look out for the boulders. Smooth run down. Got it. Okay, 25 seconds coming up. Into the next screen. Here they go, 20 seconds. Look out, got you. Another one coming up. 10 seconds. Doing good. All right, look out. Ooh, got you again. Another shot at it. See if he gets more points. 400 points. All right, you did fine. You're in the lead anyway. Come on back. Well, both of you are good players, Jerome. Looks like you caught up a little bit right there.
I tried, Jeff.
Yes, you did, and you tried hard, and you did pretty well. Let's find out now exactly how well you did as we check the scores. Both of you, of course, had a chance to play Buck Rogers and Kroll, and one of you is going to play now for a very special prize. We'll total up the scores in both games, and we'll see who plays the Name the Game board. Laura, you have a total of... 16,838.
All right,
Laurie. Jerome, you have 12,954. Laurie, come on down. You're our final Laurie. Name the game board. All right, Laurie, you know how we play this? Behind you, we have four video screens. We are going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a terrific prize. You all set?
Yeah.
All right, turn around. Wish you good luck. In the upper left-hand corner, the first one, is it Donkey Kong or Donkey Kong Jr.?
Donkey Kong Jr.
Right you are. That's one. In the second screen, is that Stargate or Defender?
Defender.
Defender's right. Good for you. Number three, is that The Pit or Robbie Roto?
The Pit.
The Pit is right. And number four, is that Puyan or Pig Circus?
Puyan.
Puyan is right. You got all four. Hey, you're doing all right, my dear. Doing better than the Angels, as a matter of fact. Kevin, what does she win?
Laura, you've won Spectre Video's SV318, the personal computer you grow into and not out of. Featuring built-in CPM compatibility, 32K of ROM and 32K of RAM, 10 user-definable functions, and a built-in joystick from Spectre Video.
All right, thanks a lot, Kevin. How's that make you feel, all right?
Oh, I feel great.
I'm glad you do. We'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade to see who has a chance to win their own video arcade game.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. From Detroit, the Saker 1. You can really get into this video game, climb into the cockpit, button up, and it takes off, floating on a cushion of air to really put you inside the action, where you're in control. Taking on attacking spaceships, bobbing and weaving, really a part of the game, the Saker 1, a new idea in video games. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev, thanks a lot. We have Laurie and Jerome here, and this is... Jerome, what makes you so happy?
Hey, I'm just glad to be on the show. I enjoy everybody around here. I really enjoyed myself being a contestant, so I'm glad I got picked.
Well, it's fun having you here, man. Really fun. You're still a little bit behind. You got to score some points, so we'll see how you do. This is round two, the big challenge. Only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win Sinistar. A terrific game. So if you're ready, here's your last question. Wrong pocket. All right, now. Here we go. Hands on buzzers. The animals in Zookeeper are elephants, snakes, camels, rhinos, moose, and what other? Yeah, Jerome.
Lions.
Right, you are.
All right.
I didn't have to give you a choice.
Right.
Now, this is important to you because you need to score some points. We have three games up there. We haven't picked a mystery game yet. It's one of them, and you want to pick a game, I think, that would get you some points. So which do you want to play?
I hope the mystery game is Wacko.
Right. Yes! Yeah! Oh! 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 All right, Jerome. The mystery game is Wacko, and so is the announcer who's going to tell you about it.
And your prize is the Touchmatic 1600 from American Bell. It's the telephone that remembers, featuring 15 automatic dialing buttons, 3 for special emergencies, and it redials the last number dialed. Available at Bell phone centers nationwide.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. Now, Jerome, you pick Wacko. That's the game you have to play. So, Kevin is going to tell us how to play it. And, Kevin?
It's Wacko and your Captain Cruiser, flying low in your saucer, taking on all kinds of strange creatures. Zap them in pairs and they disappear. Zap only one and you create mutants that have to be changed back before they can be zapped out. Big creatures become little creatures, and little creatures can't be zapped until all the big ones are gone. It's you and your little cruiser in a world gone wacko.
All right, Jerome, this is a wild game. You need some points. Don't let them touch your cruiser. You know what happens then.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. This is it.
All right, yeah, this is it. You hit them, the same creatures consecutively. They start to shiver. You hit them, and they get some points, okay?
Right.
All right, turn around. You'll have 40 seconds. Good luck. You're ready. Get set. Play. Oh, he touched him right away. Don't let him touch him. Don't get too close to him, Jerome. There you go. Watch out. Yeah. There you got it. Okay, 10 seconds. Tell her they've gone back. Laurie, come on down.
It is Wacko. You familiar with the game?
Yeah, I know how to play.
All right, I don't have to give you any hints then. You have 40 seconds just like Jerome. Good luck to you, Laurie. Get ready.
All right, go
get set. Play. Nice guy. Go on back and we'll total up all the scores. Well, we're going to find out right now who the winner is, but I want to say both of you have been nice players. It's been wonderful having you here.
Thank you.
Let's find out what the results are now. Laurie, you have a grand total of 19,838. That's good. Jerome, you have 14,154.
All right.
Good for you, Laurie.
All right, Laurie. All right.
Well, Laurie, you're about 3 inches taller now. I'll squeeze up like
right.
a tube of toothpaste.
See,
Jerome,
thank you.
Take care. Good luck.
Right
to you. Oh, don't pick me up, man. Get back in there. Get back in there. And Laurie, for being today's winner, we have a special prize for you, Kevin.
It's the Texas Instruments home computer and monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing. You're learning with the home computer and monitor from Texas Instruments.
Good enough. And also, of course, you've won the right to play for our grand prize, your own video arcade game. We'll do that right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigga Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigga Elite. And 3 brand-new games for the Commodore 64 by Tronix, Juice, Suicide Strike, and Kid Grid. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, now, Laurie. This is the big challenge for you, a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still 2 games left unplayed, Journey and Congo Bongo. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Journey, you'd have to score at least 1,614 points, okay? If you pick Congo Bongo, you have to score at least 2,085 points. Those are the average scores of the 20 other players who play these same games. You reach your decision, understand, and you pick Congo Bongo.
Mm-hmm.
Congo Bongo it is. That means if you score 2,085 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win this CineStar. All right, well, Kevin tells us about Congo Bongo. Let's go on over and get ready to play.
All right.
I say, Lori, welcome to the Congo, where you are in hot pursuit of Bongo the gorilla, climbing up steep cliffs, jumping across waterfalls, avoiding treacherous coconuts, and on the upper cliffs, jumping up and down to keep the monkeys off your back before they gang up on you and throw you right over. Once you reach the top, you can move on to Snake Lake, Rhino Ridge, and Lazy Lagoon. Congo Bongo, it's a bloody good adventure, mate.
Thank you so much, Kevin. All right, Lori, it's Congo Bongo. You're going to have 30 seconds to play it. One little hint, as the hunter goes up the steps, keep him off over to the left, and you won't get hit by any coconuts.
All right.
All right, because we all want you to win that Sinistar. You're going to have 30 seconds to do it, and you need to score 2,085 points or more. Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Get set. Play. Wait. Now you're going. Got him. Make good jump. Okay. 630 points so far. Oh, too bad. Another hunter coming up. Don't quit now. 12 seconds to go. 8. Not enough, Lori. If you don't get to the top right away, it's kind of tough on you, but you're such a good contestant. Hope you had a good time.
Oh, I sure did.
And you got some neat prizes, too. Hey, tune us in again, will you? We'll be back on Starcade on the next show, and this is Jeff Edwards. I'll see you then. Hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.